Welcome to Shom Achshav Nadav, Shir sponsor, Linish Masam Yakashom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in a Dorim Daf on the base. This is the third shir on this Daf, which is full of Agadato. The Gemara in the Taba on the base says, Avram Avinu, in the beginning his name was Avram, and then when the letter Hey was added to him, so that's when he became Avram, because that's when he had a complete Ramach Eivor. The Gemara says, in the beginning, Kushbuchim Lichoy, Al Natayim Arboim Mishloish Eivorim. And beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him a king on 243 Evarim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him king on 248 Evarim. And that was the five Evarim he was missing with two eyes, two ears, and Rosh HaGviyah. And that's what made him a full, complete Adam. The Ben Yoyod already mentions over here, what does it mean he was Mamlechim? I mean, Avram Avinu was Oyved Hashem, and he was obviously not doing Averis. So he says, we know that it says by Avram Avinu, Umatzasas Levavoy Nemon Lefonecho, that the heart of Avraham Avinu was completely changed. He was able to transform the Yetzer Hara and to turn it into Yetzer Tov. So he says, in the beginning, he was able to do that for 243 limbs, meaning all the koichos of 243 limbs, there was no ra at all. There was no bad. The bad turned to be good. The last five, there was still Yetzer Hara there. He overcame the Yetzer Hara, but the Yetzer Hara was not converted yet until he got the name Avraham, when he's completely a king on 248 limbs. In any case, we find over here that the completion of Avraham Avinu is when he reaches the 248. The Megala Amukos teaches us something gewaldig biyoser. He says the following. Every one of the avos needed to reach that completion of 248. Avraham Avinu, what we just mentioned. Avraham Avinu became 248 when he had the letter Hey added to him, when he did the Bris Milah, nice, 248. The Gematria of Avram is 248. What about Yitzchok? The name Yitzchok, if you look at the Gematria of Yitzchok, is Yud Tzadik is 100, Kuf in the end is 200, 208. Where does Yitzchok get the 248? Zok de Megala Amukos, when he marries Rivka at the age of 40, that's when he reaches 248, because you take 208 plus 40 years old, and that's when he gets to Ramach as well. What about Yaakov Avinu? What is the Gematria of Yaakov Avinu? Yud and Ayin, that's 7, that's 80. 182? How do you, for 248, you're missing 66. So, the Megala Mukos, when did Yaakov Avinu reach the 66 that he reached the completion of 248? When Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, he went down with 66 children. Well, no, when they came to Mitzrayim, they turned to be 70, because it was Yosef and his two kids, and then it was Yocheved that was born in Ben Achoymes, according to one Pshan Chazal. But Yaakov going down to Mitzrayim, his stage is with 66 children. 66 plus Yaakov, that's Ramach, that's when Yaakov got to his completion of the Hamloch of 248. Meaning each one of the Avos need to reach a Ramach, a full Ramach, a complete control of 248 limbs in order to reach his destination, his completion. Now, before we go on, just to mention what I heard from Yonasan David Shlito, that he said, you know, when we speak about the Avos, we're not talking about the Avos Kapa themselves. We're not telling the Avos were, you know, how they were in terms of their completion of their midas. They were 100% complete. When we talk about themselves, that we don't even talk about that. We're not relating to that. We're relating only to what the Avos gave to us. We're speaking, what do the Avos teach us? What do we inherit from the Avos? So according to what the Megala Amukos tells us, it comes at a very clear sequence. Avraham Avinu is inheriting to us the completion of oneself. When Avraham Avinu does the Bris Milah, he has a full body. His body is complete. Yitzchak Avinu is the completion of marriage. Yitzchak Avinu becomes complete when he marries Rivka. This is, by the way, why we're so busy with Yitzchak's marriage to Rivka. It's a whole parasha about that, because that's what makes him complete. And Yaakov Avinu, what makes Yaakov Avinu's completion of Yaakov Avinu, the point that's what we inherited from him, is the children. Avram is the guf, Yitzchak is the marriage, Yaakov is stage number 3, which is the completion of Beis Yisrael of the children. This is a mahalach. Obviously, each thing over here needs more iyun, but this is what the Megala Amukos gives us as a roadmap. I just add one more thing that I heard from a Relisha Horvitz Shlita, which is brought down in the name of Rishimshu Masterpolia. And this is a remez be'alma. We're not going to explain it, but just to know, this gives us, just to put all this together. It says regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he became special, unique, different from everybody else, because everybody else did Chayta Egel, so Moshe Rabbeinu put on his face a mask. And the mask is called Masve, Mem Samech Vov Hei. Zog Roshir Master Polyo, these, the Mem Samech Vov Hei, is what Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu are their completion. Avraham Avinu's completion is with the letter A. Yitzchak Avinu's completion is the letter Mem. Yaakov Avinu's completion is the letter Samech Vov, 66. That's Masve, Mem, Samech Vov, Hei is Masve. The three completions of the other Sekedoshim is all included in Moshe Rabbeinu, Tvoim Amukim and Yifloim B'Yosef. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.